you.
Yeah.
Because this was not it wasn't what you'd call a country road, like in the hill country or anything like that. You understand?
Yeah. When they were getting all the brush and the trees off the land, you say they were doing what? They were
clearing the land?
Yeah. And then they'd have to get the stumps out. What did they do? They tied a rope to it?
Well, in this section, there's over 200 and some odd years. The land was mowed over. They cleared the big, cut down the big stuff, and they piled it up and burned it. And I imagine stumps, there was not much means of getting them out. They had to dig them out, you understand? And they had to wait till to burn them out, they had to wait till they dried, and that took years. The early settlers, of course, they had slaves, you understand? And the slaves worked at this constantly in the early days. And it may have taken them years before they finally cleared the land in this section.
And when you were getting logs out of the woods, you had to do what?
Well, in the early days, they used oxen
and
the wagons. But oftentimes, they were brought to some stream of water, you understand, rolled, drugged by oxen, usually, and they were dumped in this stream of water, and your sawmills were along near some stream of water, and they fished them out, you understand?
Now, you broke ground in the spring, you broke ground with a, what'd they use?
They used a plow.
Yeah, but what sort of plow? Did they have any special plow?
No, they had plows of different sizes, you understand? It depends the work they were doing. Usually when they broke ground in the spring of the year, they hooked two mules to the plow. It was a bigger plow, you understand? But after once the ground was broken and they wanted to cultivate it, you understand, the crop was, they usually used one horse, one mule, and it was a lighter plow, you understand?
The trenches cut by the plow were the...
The rows and furrows, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, when you were plowing, your one horse walked in the furrow. That was a what? That was, you know what they call that? Well, one horse walked out on the row, right?
Yeah.
And he was called?
He walked between rows.
Yeah.
That's the way they expressed himself.
What was that horse called? I mean, or that mule? You know, when they used two mules, one was the what? When they were using, a turning plow.
Well, I wouldn't say that. What you mean by...
Well, did you ever have a wagon that had four horses to it?
Well, yes, I've seen that.
And the front team was called a...
The forward team, I guess. I never thought of that. I never heard anybody express themselves that way yet.
Uh-huh. Well, the back team might be called the... Did you ever hear of the lead team and the wheel team?
Well, that would be applied to more or less. It was used where they haul a lot of freight. You know what I mean? For instance, in the West, where a lot of it was hauled, freight was hauled. And I imagine in the early days, you know, when the freight was delivered by steamboats at the landing, they did have that. But in my time, the only thing I saw where you had more than two mules was when they were hauling cane. And the roads were bad. And they had no words for it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, after you got the field plowed, you might use something to break it up real fine with a... did they have them...
Well, they use harrows on the field.
Spring two?
Yeah. They call them harrows.
Yeah.
In some cases, they use disc. That was,
right.
They worked them with disc, too.
Yeah. Now, those things that people used to make and they'd lay a piece of...